him just is going to look retarded.
I disagree with that. I still like the Wii Me.
It's not recognizable as anything.
I still like the Wii Me, but I also like the mouse pointer on top of the Me.
Like, for example, your Apple logo? It's an Apple. When people see it, they say Apple. And they go, oh, Apple. I get it. WM, they're going to go, what, wipe me?
Wii Me, not just WM. Wii Me. We're just using the WM reflection in the website.
Like, doesn't even make sense.
WM,
connect.
It's Wii Google.
Me does not connect to
the graphic and everything is not going to be Wii Me. The graphic is going to be website me. It's just going to have the me underneath it. That's all.
And I'm just thinking here. So, website me, you mentioned website buttons.
You guys wouldn't know good logo for Bidjo in the end. I'm just saying.
This is where we have to hire a focus group. I mean, you know, we've got only three opinions here. Like, well, obviously, Justin, you obviously have more of the artistic element. You know the different elements, what to focus on.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
And I'll kick you in the junk if you say otherwise. Like, kapow.
So there's no way to incorporate a brand without affecting the balance. Like even Wii Me wouldn't be using Wii Me like you know how Google became a word. I don't know.
Well, website me is the brand, no matter how you slice and dice it.
Oh yeah, no, for sure.
That's the business name. As far as logos go, if you want to incorporate some generic image to represent the brand, that's fine. But tell me what says website me in an image.
Right.
I challenge you to find something that represents the company, other than the words themselves.
Yeah, well, that's it. If we use the lettering, it would be making like kind of a glyph kind of thing. Two epsilons, actually, maybe.
One on top of each other. I don't know. I mean, it's...
I like that better, two epsilons, yeah.
Because actually, the epsilons become E's when they're tilted. If it was an animation, it would actually be like the W becomes an E.
Oh, that could be such a cool animation. The M drop.
I agree. I mean, no, think about that. Like, but that's incorporating an animation. But you think, though, like, if we make kind of a picture, like, make the W and M over each other, some kind of look artistically cool somehow. You know, I mean, I don't know, but I mean, it's like...
Well, I guess what you're saying. Trust me, I do. But you're overcomplicating me. Big time.
But then you're limiting your advertising market. Like, if we incorporated, like, a small graphic now, we wouldn't have to have it prominently on, say, the business card, but incorporate it into buttons or... You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some sort of repeated imagery. Like, have it look kind of like a crest, you know? I mean, a company crest.
Way so hard. That's not the nature of tech business. I mean, how many actual companies have an image like that?
But that's the thing, is like, we're opening to another market here, too. Remember, we're trying to get a demographic of businesses that aren't into the internet. We're not catering to...
To them, images are all new.
It's to them, images are, it's their banks. Every bank, TD has a logo you recognize, Scotia, RBC. Okay, we want to put that sense of security into these people's minds because...
take people that are in our competition, like Dell, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've made their Dell is a very short word into a logo.
Even Dell has the logo aspect to it.
It's a stylized...
The website me on the business card has no customization to it. It's just website me.
Dude, that's a completely custom font.
No. I know what. Yeah, no, but it feels...
To a graphics person, but to the general person, it just says website me.
It looks
nicely,
yes,
but
it
just says website.
It is custom graphics. I'm not saying that at all. We should also have a custom logo, though, that we can incorporate to the... I'm just saying to smoosh it in there. And just
I think if we incorporate the arrow in the middle of the logo, I think that is exactly what it needs. I still am under the impression, and probably always will be, that me should be under website just because the W and the M fit so perfectly like that. But for now, we'll leave that one alone. But I think it needs something to identify.
I'll tell you what, here's what I'll do.
Other
than I'll turn the E on its side, like Dell did.
No, but then that's just ripping off Dell. I don't like that one.
No.
But that type of thing.
Oh, God. Brand.
If the W's and M's were tilted, maybe. Maybe. That'd be at least a little bit different. But, you know, I like the Inverse Arrow.
I don't know.
I'm getting hung up on semantics.
Well, I'm just saying,
it's all about semantics on this.
But if you could do a Photoshop, like, just take the W and an M, and literally don't do anything with the font, just flip them. And then, you know, and then put...
It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't, trust me. I tried 105 different combinations of flipping W's and M's and E's and 8-bit pixel art.
Yeah, you didn't like it,
but
the rest of us didn't have a vote on it.
A logo becomes your brand image through exposure.
Yeah, but no, they
it
need a...
recognizable the bigger you are. Like,
yeah.
You guys got to keep in mind, like, Dell's logo, it just says Dell.
That icon.
People know Dell, not because of their logo, but because they've been around.
Dell became, because of the small logo, it is almost an image, but Website Me is takes you in a different kind of... Like, we're making a hieroglyphic out, more or less, here. Like, you know, taking kind of W and M, making it something that, means Website Me. We're creating an image, a context to an image. It's, I don't know how you make a brand.
In all fairness, the hieroglyphic idea does kind of take away from our audience. Because we're looking for more stupid people as opposed to, you know, the super smart people who already know computers. But the mouse cursor... That's going to light up on, like, old people and stuff. They're like, ooh, they must really know computers. They got a mouse cursor. You know, like, stupid things like that.
Cut out completely.
Well, are we... We cut out?
It's a directional microphone. Put it on. It's no good as a microphone.
Are we still... You're hearing us now?
Yeah, I lost you when you're like, take the W and the M, and then went silent.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I was just going to say, if... Throw something up anyways, just to, you know, try it, just don't really try hard, but a W and an M, just to kind of create, I don't know, like, is it, do you think incorporating that kind of imagery right now, that would be a good kind of start, because we can play around with the image a bit, you know, but, you know, get our input too, you know, like, for those kind of marketing.
Well, here's the thing, when I did the Website Me graphic as it is, it was intended to stand alone. If you were to combine, for example, say, I don't think you guys saw this one yet. Hang on, let me upload something. Give me 5 seconds.
Yeah. And that's true, I'll admit. We would never use the brand alone to begin with because, no, the brand doesn't have a meaning initially. But eventually, like, if I saw the RBC Lion thing with just blue, I would know it's an RBC. Bank thing, or if I saw the Scotia Globe thing, or TD, big green TMB. You know, they're two letters, but they're a logo. You know, that kind of
that's
thing.
That's their business name, though.
Yeah, but we're...
And the WM is ours.
Yeah, but TD, that's
no,
it.
Not.
Toronto Dominion, TD, WM. We're using... It's another kind of thing. You know? WM?
Yeah, the TD operates as TD. All their commercials and everything say TD.
Yeah, but we're
not using it as a short form phrase.
Yeah, but I know that. But eventually, though, if we want to do it in TV or with radio, it's like ME, you know, sorry, WM. Doesn't roll off your tongue, but I don't know. It would just be like a logo.
Yeah, good check.
Cool.
Not bad. The A's that are made are unfortunately
that was one of the
meaningless.
Excuse me. That was one of the original like concept ideas I was working on for the WME logo.
I'd like a mirror.
The more I looked at it, the more I was like, well,
I'd like a mirror image of it.
Doesn't actually tell me anything about the company.
I'd like a mirror image of it. The problem is the A's that it ends up forming have no